بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, I am Khan coming to you with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab from Azizia or Mina. I'm not very sure where he is right now. He will give us the latest update, and I want to know especially with regards to last night Muzdalifah. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi
wa
barakatuh. Maulana, I'll just get you on speaking.
Yeah.
Because there's a lecture going on at Masjid Al Khayf.
Okay.
I'll just tell you what's happening, inshallah, so all the listeners can hear, inshallah.
Start with last night's drive to Muzdalifah.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. These blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. The Asr Azan just went, and the Azan Namaz just finished there at Masjid Al-Khayf, and they started the lecture. Alhamdulillah, we went from the Muzdalifah to Azizia, and then we came to Perth. After the Zohar Salat, we gave some advices to the Hujjaj, and then we came to Perth. Perthing was very easy. They have a bus service from Azizia to Mina, and you go right on top free of charge. And from there, they have the golf cart. They take the hajis right till the Jamarat, mashallah. And thereafter, it is very, very well controlled. The police, the army are there. And mashallah, they're sprinkling water on everybody because of the intense heat. We're sitting at 44, 45 degrees here today. So alhamdulillah, thereafter the slaughtering. And now we've got confirmation. So I'm here in the queue by the barber, mashallah. And our brothers from Tanzania are here also. So, mashallah, they're also waiting. And then, inshallah, once our hay is cut, then we'll be out of the haram, inshallah. So, it was a very, very interesting, easy day with Allah Ta'ala's help.
Mashallah.
And then we told the Hujjaj that we should go tomorrow for Tawaf Ziyarat.
Okay.
Because most of them are very, very tired, exhausted. And in Makkah, the crowd is very big. So, it is much easier tomorrow to perform Tawaf Ziyarat compared to today. But obviously, if anybody wants to go, to Tawaf Ziyarah, to Makkah for Tawaf Ziyarah is welcome.
Uh-huh.
But our advice was they must go tomorrow, inshallah. And then the Hajis, I told them they should come back now to Mina, because many of them now they saw how comfortable Azizia is, so they might want to stay there.
Uh-huh.
So we are discouraging that, obviously, and they should come to Mina, inshallah. And we're also encouraging them that they should pass. We must remember on the 13th also, the extra day, with Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed, and he tells it, so mashallah. So we also, mashallah, will try and revive the sunnah, because we are Friday. Here it is the day of Eid, so some brothers are wishing us Eid Mubarak, and other brothers are wishing us Hajj Mubarak. So we say everybody, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Whether it is your Eid, whether it is your Hajj, we Hajj is very busy, so no Eid Salat for us. Eid Salat today here in Makkah Mukarrama by the Haram was performed by Sheikh Faisal al-Ghazali, hafidahullah, and in Medina Munawwara by Sheikh Salah Budair, hafidahullah. And now, mashallah, there's a helicopter hovering above us just to see that everything is going smooth. So that's why there's been no major incidents, and everything is going smooth. I think we got a Pakistani brother here, and he's cutting everybody's hair.
Achha.
He's so busy, all his legs got finished also. Our brothers, mashallah, he's doing a good job. And this thing, mashallah, that we're all waiting in the queue. And inshallah, that we hope Allah Ta'ala accepts everyone's heart.
Amen,
and,
amen.
Yeah, ma'am, bye. Rafiq. Ah, Zafir, ma'am, Zafir, Zafir, the mana kamiyabi. So our bhai Zafir, his name, he says, take my name on the radio. So everybody must know, Zafir bhai is giving everybody. I must tell you this joke, Maulana, right?
Say it.
So, I was in Azizia, I performed Zohar Salat there, and now to come from Azizia to the hotel, so I stay somewhere else, and I come to the hotel, then to read Zohar Salat and give the Hajis advices. So I asked the one taxi, how much? Niyatain, 200 riyals.
It's
5 minutes for Niyatain. Another one I asked, he said that 100 riyals. So I said, okay. Then I met another one. So he said, Sabin. I said, okay. So we started speaking. So I asked him, from where are you, Haji? In Arabic. So he said, in Yemen. So I told him, we made a lot of dua for Yemen in Arafat and so forth.
Uh-huh.
asked him a masla. I told him, Sheikh, in Yemen, that today the people are making zaba of the bakar and the ghanam and slaughtering the cows and the sheep. And you're slaughtering the hajis today. What do you say about that? Yajuz or la yajuz? So he looked at me, so everything, and he said, okay, we make that much cheaper. So anyway, we gave him his money. From 70, he came to 50. Achha. So I tell him, now, and you take it because we like the people of Yemen. So this is how things go there. You know, they are roughing the hajis left, right, and center. Because bichara, the hajis are tired, they're exhausted. They just want to go. The same taxi driver, he showed me one bag at the back. He said, Shufa Shanta, Shufa Shanta. So I said, well, what must I do with the bag? He said, one Pakistani Haji came and he told him to go somewhere and he dropped him there and he told him, I don't have money, take my bag and keep it.
Okay.
So he made a deal with the Haji, with the taxi driver like that. So anyway, these are all the beauty of Hajj. So mashallah. Malona, I don't know if you got any more questions. I don't know if you can hear me very clearly.
No, I can hear you clearly.
No questions, inshallah, we got time.
I want to know about last night, Arafat to Muzdalifah, Shri Mufti Sahab.
Alhamdulillah, Arafat to Muzdalifah went very well. 1 hour we waited in the bus before the sunset because, you know, we go into the bus early, so everybody's organized. We get it on with the dua. And then, alhamdulillah, another hour we waited. But our driver was a Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Muhammad.
Mashallah.
Expert driver. Then when we started moving, in 2 hours he put us right there in Muzdalifah, by the train station.
Okay.
Wonderful place we had.
Mashallah.
And we read our Maghrib, our Isha. We picked up the tables. We didn't get any of those special vouchers, tables. So we all picked up our own. And in that way there, mashallah. So in that way, we find that everything went well. We slept for about 1.5-2 hours.
Oh, mashallah.
At 6 o'clock, we were back already in Algeria.
No,
had breakfast and had a good rest, mashallah. Slept for about 3-4 hours. And then we're back in the move. Now we will stay in Algeria tonight, tomorrow, inshallah. We tell all three jamarat.
Inshallah.
And then the brothers will go for tawaf ziyarat in the afternoon.
Inshallah.
Or at night tomorrow, inshallah. That's why. Allah's help, Allah's mercy, everything going well with the mercy of Almighty Allah.
MashaAllah. JazakAllah for the update. You relax now, take it easy. Allah accept you and accept the khidmat of all your satis, my son.
Well, I can't hear you, just speak louder, please.
I'm trying to say to you that Allah accept your khidmat, my sons, and all the other in your team there, and all the other muallimins, Allah accept them all. For them, inshallah, all Aziz.
Except everybody, inshallah, mashallah, Hussein Khan and Ashraf and your son, Hafiz Ahmad Khan.
Ji.
They all did a very, very good job, mashallah.
Mashallah.
The Hajis are now in good spirits. And all of us are African Hajis, mashallah.
Ji.
I haven't heard of any incident during the days of Hajj that anybody passed away or got injured or anything of that sort.
Ji.
And generally, all the Hujjaj, 2 million plus, it is only the grace and mercy of Allah, the greatest assembly of humanity we witness, and to be part of it, there's a historic moment, a wonderful moment. And obviously, you know, you look at the workers, they're not in ihram, and they are all serving the Hujjaj. So they are making what sacrifice. Therefore, I tell the Hujjaj, so much money we spend, rather just take 5-10 riyals, and give all these workers, 300, we give them 500 riyals, 1,000 riyals.
Why not?
So it's not a big deal, you know.
Definitely.
Because see the sacrifice they are making also, alhamdulillah. So that is why we should always rather be the giver than the receiver. So in that way, Allah Ta'ala accept everyone. Hajj.
Barakallahu
fi Mawlana. Our Hajjis are here. You all will make dua 1 minute. Allahumma jal hajjana hajjan mabrura.
Ameen.
Wa da'yana sa'yan mashkura.
Ameen.
Wa zambana zamban mashkura.
Ameen.
Wa tijaratana tijaratan lan tabur.
Ameen.
Ya alima ma fi sudur.
Ameen.
Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi. Ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam.
Ameen.
Wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi. Ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam.
Ameen.
Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي
آمين.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم
آمين. آمين.
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين.
بارك الله فيك سيدي والأنصار حين تو سيريس اف ام حين بركة الصحابة جزاك الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.